come on the show. Next week, we're going to play a mix of your music so everybody can see what you're about. Most the definitely. Single is Nobody Else. Once y'all might see, make sure you guys go out there and stream it. Not it's the Morning Detour, man. DJ Matty. DJ.
Yo, you need something unexpected. Some form of weapon. You ask him to feel protected and still feel protected. Just one time for the wreck it. Just one time for the wreck it. Don't agree with the message. Don't agree with the methods. Don't let the lifestyle drag you down. Who knows when was the last time you found the love? One last sparkle to follow in my mind. One last sparkle to follow. Man, it's too early. What the hell you do waking me up at 5:30? Why the hell are you worried? Play something that is very, very vibe worthy. I don't want my mind alerting.
So I've been lately, chimbitas in plastic 20%. Almas, a cross-disciplinary art exhibit showcasing visual and digital arts, performance and music. Centered around the reinterpretation of spirituality through a queer lens. Starting on November 10th, this week-long experience will take place in the Chapelle of Città d'Ospitalia. The Rico site located at 209 The Pin, Montreal. The Antimisa, held this Saturday, November 13th at 3 p.m., is a disruptive proposition seeking to reappropriate and transform the nature of religious ceremonies. Get your tickets on Eventbrite to witness musical acts by Shibenji, Nitra, and Siana, and performances by local legends Julie de la Peña, Coco, and myself, Taraya Wanipa. Hope to see your alma there. Besitos.
And to be honest, we probably never will. That's not really important. But there are probably people out there who are important to you, who are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine for themselves and for their children. We all have our reasons. But if we take the time to listen to others, we can help reassure and support them. And that's really important.
The first step to understanding is listening. If you have questions about the vaccines, visit quebec.ca/vaccine talk. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Attention McGill undergraduate students. Referendum is upon us. Exercise your right to vote on questions that matter to you and your campus experience. Vote in the fall referendum period from Monday, November 8th to Friday, November 12th. Look for your ballot in your McGill student email between November 8th to 12th. Let's rock the vote.
Sound.
C. K. K.
U
T T 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Jazz Amok. Thank you. Frost Stirring, the name of that piece. Satoko Fuji at the piano, Teiko Saito at vibraphone and marimba. And that was taken from Underground, a brand new release out, pairing those two musicians up, working virtually, and getting it all together on the Libra recording label. Of course, Satoko Fuji's own imprint. Good morning. Welcome. This is Jazz Amok on a Friday morning right here on CKUT 90.3 FM at www.ckut.ca all around the world. I hope you can stick around for the next couple of hours. As usual on a Friday morning, some creative jazz and tangents to fill your ears with. Chris Davis, the pianist, has just been awarded the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation Award, based in the United States, which is, of course, where she's based now. Though born in Vancouver, grew up in Calgary, of course, did a lot of studying in Toronto before moving on to New York City. She, as I say, has just really received the Doris Duke Foundation grant, $25,000 for her to invest, and $250,000 for her to play with. Congrats to her, and in celebration of that, we're going to feature Chris Davis at the piano throughout most of the first set for this morning. And to start, we're going to start with the Borderlands Trio, an ongoing project featuring Stephen Crump at an acoustic bass, of course, Chris Davis at the piano, and Eric McPherson at the drums. Second release from them, just out on the Intact recording label, entitled Wander Sphere. And from that recording, this is Possible Futures, already here in Jazz Amok.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hafez Modelzeda at the tenor saxophone, Chris Davis at the retuned piano, and a piece from the album Facets. That was Facet 27 Light, and that can be found on the Pi recording label, coming out, I guess it was 2019 when that came out. Prior to that, released on the Pyroclastic recording label just this month, a brand new release featuring Sylvie Courvoisier and Mary Halverson in a duo setting. Torrential was the name of the piece that we took from the brand new release, entitled Searching for the Disappeared Hour, as I say, released on Pyroclastic Recordings, the Chris Davis imprint, started up about 6 years ago. Before that, a piece entitled Suspend, a Bridge, Peggy Lee at the cello, Sarah Schoenbeck at the bassoon, and taken from Sarah's brand new release out on the Pyroclastic recording label, entitled Sarah Schoenbeck. Prior to that, Chris Davis at the piano, working with Ingrid Lobrock, a frequent collaborator. A duo outing for them entitled Blood Moon, and that was a piece entitled Maroon. That can be found on the Intact recording label. Prior to that, on Pyroclastic, from the mighty Diatom Ribbons release from 2020. That was Chris Davis and The Very Thing. Davis at the piano, Esmeralda Spalding at voice, Tony Malaby at the tenor saxophone, Trevor Dunn electric bass, Val Genti at the turntable, and Terry Lynn Carrington at the drums, again from Diatom Ribbons. Prior to that, as mentioned, the Border